This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Three people killed in a motorbike accident in Chitwan. Minister for Urban Development Ramkumari Jhakri says construction of new cities requires budget and policies. And Ukraine accuses Russia of preventing evacuation. Now the news in detail. At least three persons died in a motorbike accident in Chitwan on Friday. They died when the accident took place in Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 2, Ramailo Dara. The accident occurred when the motorbike lost its control. All three died on the spot. Spokesperson of the District Police Office Chitwan DSP Narahari Adhikari said the deceased have been identified as Triki Gurung of Ichhakamana 3 of Chitwan, her 5-year-old son Arun Gurung and relative Nobin Gurung of Ichhakamana 2. The motorbike had fallen down around 300 meters off the road. Spokesperson Adhikari added the bodies were sent to Bharatpur Hospital for post-mortem. Police said further investigation of the incident is underway. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali provided financial aid of rupees 30,000 in total to two patients from Doti district for them to get medical attention. According to Minister Ali's secretariat, the beneficiaries were Krishna Devi South of Sayal Rural Municipality 5 and Indra Bahadur South of Dipail Silgari Municipality 9 in the district. According to Minister Ali's personal adjutant, Bhakta Bahadur South, Minister Ali has provided financial support to over 1,000 needy patients from Sudhir Pasim province till date. Minister for Urban Development Ramkumari Jhakri has stressed the need for managing budget and making long-term policies for the establishment of new cities. At a press conference organized by the socialist press organization Nepal Kailali in Dhangari today, Minister Jhakri said the government should work hand-in-hand with the private sector for the construction of new cities as its loan efforts would not be enough, stating that work to build new cities as announced by the government has not taken place due to lack of budget. She said that politics on development projects should end. The quantity of Chinese goods imported through the Rasuagari transit is going to increase. According to District Administration Office, an agreement was reached to increase the volume of Chinese goods imported into Nepal from the transit during virtual talks between the board officials of Rasua and Jilung province in Kerung. Efforts made by Rasua Chief District Officer Navaraj Jaisi to meet the demand of Nepali market to increase imports, which have been declining due to COVID-19 infection, have been fruitful. He said that it has been agreed to bring 14 containers to Rasuagari, Delhi from the 9 containers starting later this month. The obstruction to the dumping garbage from Kathmandu Valley in Sisadol of Nuwakot continues even today. The obstruction has not stopped despite the decision of the last cabinet meeting to form a high-level committee to minimize the impact of waste management at the landfill site of Banchane Dada, an area bordering Sisadol and Dading in Nuwakot. According to Sri Ram Dhungana, coordinator of the Banchane Dada landfill site affected areas concern committee, garbage from Kathmandu was stopped even today due to the protests of the locals. The locals have demanded that the land of the guti of the affected area should be registered according to the legal process, the highly affected settlements of the affected area should be relocated, the road leading to the landfill should be upgraded, and the waste should be disposed of scientifically. A week-long mass campaign on drug consumption against elephantiasis has begun in Japa from today. As many as 850,000 people will be administered anti-elephantiasis drug in Japa this year. Focal person of Health Office Japa, Jeevan Chamlagai, said 2 types of drugs will be administered in Thapa and 3 types in Morang. The campaign has been initiated in Thapa and Morang of Province 1. As part of the campaign, a total of 600 health workers and equal number of volunteers have been mobilized. Those left in the campaign can also get the drugs from the concerned health facility. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. The division said light rain, thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and central high mountainous regions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The Ukrainian government says that Russian attacks have prevented people from escaping the southern port city of Mariupol again. Conditions in the city are becoming increasingly desperate. The authorities have said that more than 1,500 people have been killed in Mariupol and those who are left face freezing temperatures. The city currently experiences limited to no power and little food and water. In his latest video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned Russia for trapping people in the city and refusing to allow the delivery of urgently needed humanitarian aid. The United States and its top allies are revoking Russia's most favored nation status, President Joe Biden has announced in a move he said aims to punish the Russian government for its invasion of Ukraine. The decision announced on Friday downgrades Russia's trading status with the U.S. and allows Washington to impose higher tariffs on Russian products. Biden said it was taken in coordination with NATO allies, the European Union and the G7. The most favored nation standard, which calls for similar treatment in trade relations between countries, is the international norm. In the U.S., the most favored nation standing is also known as permanent normal trade relations. Only North Korea, Cuba, and now Russia do not have that status in the U.S. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for foreign volunteers to be able to fight against Ukrainian forces. Speaking at a Russian Security Council meeting, he said those who wanted to volunteer to fight with the Russia-backed forces should be allowed to. Russian Defense Minister said there were 16,000 volunteers in the Middle East ready to fight alongside Russia-backed forces. U.S. officials said this could include Syrians skilled in urban combat. Moscow is a long-standing ally of Syria and Putin has been a key backer of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in the country's civil war. Foreign fighters, including former and current British Army personnel, have also been arriving in Ukraine to fight for the government in Kyiv. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Three people killed in a motorbike accident in Chitwan. Minister for Urban Development Ram Kumari Jhakri says construction of new cities requires a budget and policies, and Ukraine accuses Russia of preventing evacuation. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.